Well, that song can only mean one thing. Farm life in America. Rural America makes up about 90% of the country, but less than 1 in 5 of the population actually lives there. And why would you, according to economist Ed Glaser? He spoke to us yesterday, and he has this argument for the city.
The idea is that cities are capable of doing absolutely amazing things because they magnify mankind's greatest asset, our ability to learn from the people around us.
All right, there's great things going on in the city, but who's going to stand up for the great wide open? Well, our listeners, that's who. Hannah writes on our Facebook page a bit sarcastically, oh yeah, the air is so clean in cities, and the stress level is so much easier to deal with, and it's all so quiet, there are so many varieties of birds, and you can really see the stars at night as well.
She's not serious.
Well-developed sense of sarcasm in the city, I suppose, as well, in the country. Well, another defender of country life, Maria Kafalas, she's professor of sociology at St. Joseph's University and author of Hollowing Out the Middle, The Rural Brain Drain and What It Means for America. Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
Also on the line with us to give us a taste of rural life, Chuck Suki, a folk singer and songwriter from Mandan, North Dakota. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Maria, what do you think of the defense of city life? Economist Ed Glaser joined us yesterday and said, look, for all of the stress levels, the city lets smart people get together. You get positive reinforcement for your good ideas. There's better economy. You can invest more and advance faster. Sounds like, according to Ed Glaser, city life is the life for America.
Well, he's absolutely right in the sense that cities are dynamic, they're important, they're vital, they are growing right now, according to the UN. The majority of the Earth's, the planet's citizens now live in cities. Yet, it is absolutely critical that rural communities stay strong and vibrant here in the United States. We have a cultural obligation, a moral obligation, a historical obligation. This is where our food comes from, this is where the green technology revolution is going to happen. I'm so excited to see so many young people who are so interested in not simply what their food is and what the chemical compounds in it are not, but they want to learn more about the communities. And so absolutely, I think for the future of this country and as kind of the development of the interest in food and the work of, you know, Michael Pollan, people are now going back to these communities and seeing the opportunities there to grow and create a new kind of America and a new kind of country, and it's going to happen in the countryside.
No, you're talking about a kind of growth in the organic food movement, which has led to, in a way, a back to the land, at least philosophy, if not physical movement. Chuck Suki, you're there in North Dakota. Ed Glaser makes a spirited defense of city life, but you've got a spirited defense of rural life in your songs. What does country life bring to the spirit, as far as you're concerned, that city life just can't?
Well, first of all, I want to explain too that I'm sitting in the farm kitchen home that my dad built for my mom so he'd have a place to bring her when they were married. We're on the same farm, so this house has been here since the early 1900s. And my wife Linda and I raise and our daughter raise beef cattle here, as well as I sprout some songs and sing them. What the gentleman said about the cities, I think, is true, but I think we've just got to remember that it's built on the backs of hardworking people. I mean, and the amenities that the cities offer are wonderful, but are they sustainable? And at what cost do they come with?
Do you think there's a cost to the human spirit, Chuck?
Well, just costs of somebody's doing the work somewhere, producing the food, and I'll probably just leave it right at food and see what Maria thinks about it.
Well, Maria, let me ask you. You know, I think that Ed Glaser in his argument, I don't necessarily think he's talking about farmers. I don't think he denies that we need the farms and food produced locally. I think what he's talking about are the kind of people who moved to the country to get more space, to build a large house out in the middle of nowhere and then require the utilities to bring them water and electricity and all that for the people who aren't doing, say, necessary work that Chuck and his family have done for a long time.
Okay.
Well, rural communities, there's a huge variety of them. And, of course, there has been the sort of, you know, development of McMansions in farmland in New Jersey and various other, in Pennsylvania, where I am right now. But I think that, you know, Ed's argument is powerful, but you have to keep in mind that rural communities are vital to the country, and that rural communities are absolutely distinctive in what they can provide. That I don't think it has to be either or, and that in fact, I mean, Iowa produces 10% of its energy from wind. The green energy revolution is happening in rural America, and it's absolutely connected to the food industry. So I to say that you just kind of get everyone into densely populated areas and that this is the solution for sustainable living is, and then that this is where all the dynamic things are happening is really, really misleading. I rural communities are, you know, one of the things that I was talking about yesterday with some folks is how, you know, back in 1995 in Chicago when the heat wave hit and hundreds of people were dying because they were afraid to leave their homes, they were afraid to open their windows, and they would actually, you know, they succumbed to this heat wave. I mean, that would never happen in a rural community. Rural communities are sending more than their fair share of young men and women to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is where our food comes from. These communities have been the backbone of the United States, and to just sort of walk away from them because their cities seem to be offering more is, I think, a critical mistake. And these communities have so much to offer. They have lots of educated people. They have lots of energy. They have lots of space to reinvent so many things that are critical for our country. And it's interesting to me that so many people go to the Peace Corps and it's wonderful that they go to Africa or South America to develop projects. But, you know, I believe that rural America is also a place for that kind of innovation.
And we need that kind of development here as well. Thank you,
absolutely.
Maria Kafalas, professor of sociology at St. Joseph's University and author of Hollowing Out the Middle, The Rural Brain Drain and What It Means for America. We're also joined by Chuck Zuki, singer-songwriter from his line in Mandan, North Dakota, where he's been living on the same farm his whole life. Let us hear from you, listeners. Let us hear your defense of rural life. We want to hear from you at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.